Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, of course, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, mattress and appliances in downtown Frankfort. Big deals, save money now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And, of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could watch at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. We are so honored to be welcomed with a special guest today. We have Santa Claus. Good morning.
Hello, WILO listeners, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and let me be among the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, that's why we were so lucky to get you today, because, I mean, really, I know your work has started months and months ago, maybe even shortly after last year's Christmas, but you've got to be thinking it's your busy season starting kind of today.
That is correct. And like you said, we start almost immediately after Christmas. There are certain things kids ask for that are popular every year, so we get started on those things right away after Christmas, so we're not behind by the time it gets to, you know, finding out what everybody wants for Christmas. But there are certain items that are popular year after year after year, so we get started on those early.
Well, yesterday was Thanksgiving, so I think we're kind of curious how you celebrate Thanksgiving before we even get to the holiday season.
Well, I do it a lot, kind of like you do here in the United States. It just, you know, that's a tradition that Mrs. Claus and I like, having the turkey, and sometimes it's ham, glazed ham or whatever, and then pumpkin pie for dessert and all the fixings. Just, we celebrate it a lot like you do here.
So. And what do the elves do on Thanksgiving?
Well, actually,
is that a day off for them as well?
We give them the day off. Just, they're busy year-round, and they deserve a little bit of time here and there themselves. So they have that day off.
I just have to know, are you one of those cranberry salad kind of guys, or no on the cranberry salad?
Well, I kind of like cranberry salad. It's red, you know. Hey.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Cranberry salad is all right for sure.
I didn't know if you like to eat them or you just like to string them and hang them on
both
trees. So
I like both. They make great Christmas tree decorations, and I love the flavor of them. I like that sour little. Yep. Just.
So,
and, no, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So does that give anybody the tiniest chance to get off that naughty list?
Well, we kind of get a little lenient sometimes. You know, we don't expect everybody to be perfect, but we want you to be nicer than naughty. And if you can manage that, then we can look at putting you on the nice list. Because not everybody can be nice all the time. You know, 24/7, 365, that's a lot to ask.
That is a lot to ask.
But as long as you're nice is more than you're naughty, you'll be okay.
So is there a cutoff time?
Well, we were watching. I mean,
asking for a friend.
Well, and I'll be back here in Frankfort for the Christmas parade, and then I'll start seeing some kids here in Frankfort. And I'm watching right up to that last moment. So don't go come to see me and then now I can be naughty. You know, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, we're always watching.
I'm nervous because I might be that friend she was referring to.
Not saying.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that I could be on the nice list this year, maybe?
Up to this point, you are. I could, you know, and here after a while, we can pull out my little checker and do a check on
you.
But, yeah, we'll do that after a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's an automated system now, too.
Yes,
that
it is.
You've implemented. No, you don't. Do you still have the written list that
a master list, and what I have, you know, the new technology type stuff, is a direct link to a computer up there at the North Pole. It has the official nice list, and it's all, you know, and the elves take care of it on the paperwork, But it's all linked together so that I can check anybody anytime. So,
gosh, you know, I say there's an app for everything, and now even Santa's using an app to keep us all
up.
In check.
It's a big, big, big world, and there are a lot more kids now than there were, you know, 50 years ago or whatever.
Oh,
you
sure.
know, it's so you have to adjust to the times and keep up with them. So,
so are you like the IRS, and you have to keep your paperwork for so many years, and then you can get rid of it, or do you just keep it forever?
Well, we pretty much just keep it forever. It's kind of, you know, if I see a kid now and I maybe remember their parents or grandparents, it's kind of nice to say, well, let's see, what was Tommy's? Let me go back and check Tommy's dad here. And, oh, it's a wonder he's nice.
So that doesn't fall far from the tree is what you're saying.
That's right. So it's kind of nice reminiscing to go back and look at some of the older ones.
Our guest on Party Line today is Santa Claus. We are so lucky to have him as a guest today. And yesterday with Thanksgiving and people thinking, getting ready for the holidays, today when Melissa and I are done here, I will go home and start putting up my holiday decorations. So I'm thinking about Christmas trees and all of those things that we like to see up in our house. Do you just leave those up all year long at home, or talk about
that
a little
bit? Part of the North Pole just stays decorated year-round. It keeps all of us in the Christmas mood, realizing why we're there. And so, you know, some of the things come down, but like around the house and around the shop, it's decorated up year-round.
And do you like candy canes, I'm just wondering?
Do I like candy canes?
I knew the answer to that, but I was just checking to make sure.
The answer, yes. Most definitely.
They have so many flavored candy canes. I have to tell you, I'm a standard candy cane kind of gal. I just like my peppermint candy canes. But there's so many flavors now. You can get like Starburst and all these flavors.
I think some raspberry and some blackberry flavored ones, but I'm with you. The peppermint is still... That's my favorite.
Me too.
And it's different when it's in a candy cane.
Yes.
It's different than it is in the little peppermint drops. It does not taste the same.
No, it does not.
It has to be a candy cane.
Yep.
Let's talk about people putting stockings up as well. How do you decide if someone, when it comes that time, other than being on the naughty and nice list, but you put coal in some and others get toys?
A few get coal. And... sometimes you put a little candy in there. Sometimes you just put just little surprises. I've done jewelry before for some of the adults and for the kids, some little items, and even got gift certificates. Sometimes if I know somebody has a certain thing. And, you know, we specialize in toys. And sometimes you're not asked about toys. And so you have to go another route. And so we have our ways of doing that, so.
Well, I was thinking now might be the time that children start writing their letters to Santa. Have you received any already?
Yes.
You probably have.
And I have some. Matter of fact, even yesterday I received a really nice page of a young gentleman colored just for me. And it's hanging on the wall.
I would imagine the North Pole Christmas Postal Service right now is incredibly busy.
It will be busy from now till after the first year, because some things get there a little late. You know, just that happens. That happens.
But,
and there's
celebrates.
Thank yous that come, and it's not just the wishes and the wants. We'll get thank yous too for visiting and stuff. So yeah, after the first year, that Postal Service up there is tremendously busy.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
When does it start picking up? When do you start seeing a lot of letters? Because I know kids that have jotted things down and went ahead and sent them and then thought, oh, I want to add this to it. You know?
And that happens. And it starts picking up just right around Halloween. And I know that's early, but kids have their things on their mind that they want to make sure that we know about. And so after Halloween, it starts picking up, and now that here we are just right after Thanksgiving, and wow, you would not believe the amount of stuff that comes up through there from now till the end of the year.
It's funny you brought up Halloween, because I was telling Melissa one day, I was in the store, and there are Halloween decorations, a few Thanksgiving decorations, and Christmas. So what is your thoughts on when is it officially the Christmas season? And is it
for
okay
me?
To... Well, you're right. I guess it's just for you. It is all year.
For me,
it's all
year
round.
Yes.
But when is it okay for us to put up their holiday decorations? I'm one of those, if you're happy with it, whatever makes you happy.
That's kind of exactly where I would fall on that. You know, if you want to put your Christmas stuff up right after Halloween or whatever, you know, and it gets you in that special spirit. Hey, you know, to each their own, and if it brings joy to you and yours, that's what it's all about.
Do people take it down? I mean, I do know some people that will leave their tree up, and all they do is they change the decorations on their
tree.
Yes,
and we see that a lot. They'll change it to suit Valentine's Day, and then they'll change it to suit St. Patrick's Day, and they'll change it to suit Easter, and right, 4th of July, this and Memorial Day. You know, I've seen things for that, too. There are some people just leave them up year-round, just kind of interchange what they do with them. So,
well, as we prepare for the holiday season, I'm thinking about, you know, of course, the elves in the workshop, and I'm sure they're very busy out there. But I'm wondering, what are some of your personal favorites of some of the things that the elves have made coming out of the workshop? Because I have seen some really beautiful things come out of the workshop. And I'm sure over the years, maybe you can think back to a time, or maybe there's some cool things out right now that you're like, that's really cool. What has been something that stands out in your mind as something really cool that's come out of the workshop?
The new things, and it's still to this day one of the favorite things that kids will ask for, is I love the new like the Lego sets that the elves put together. How they're able to do, you know, that's what they're there for. But some of those Lego sets are just phenomenal, and they're beautiful when they're all assembled. And you know, it takes a creative mind to put them all together. I like little manger scenes I see in many, many houses. And each year they get sometimes a little bit more extravagant. And I, you know, you see the wise men making their way around living rooms or whatever to end up at the manger on Christmas Eve. And that's kind of cool. And they're just, the list could go on and on and on.
But I'm sure there's an elf research team, but how do you folks keep, because let's think back, you've been doing this for hundreds of years now. The toys have obviously changed from handmade things, clear now to electronics, things that need batteries or we plug into the wall. So how does your team kind of keep up on what's trending?
Well, some of the elves, what they do, I mean, holiday movies each year come out, and then all the kids see something in that holiday movie, and I want that for Christmas. Well, we've already seen that movie, and already starting to work on them. So, you know, you kind of keep up with what's popular trend, you know, on things you just, you see, like I say, in the holiday movies, and you hear about, and then you investigate exactly what it is, and we find out, and then we start production.
How do you and the elves feel about a lot of the, you know, so many of the toys that you've created over the years have made it into the Toy Hall of Fame? Like this year, it's, you know, Battleship, and of all
Trivial
things,
Pursuit made it in this
Pursuit
year,
and a couple
and
of other
Slime.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's an honor. That is a true honor when something that you've been involved with makes it to a Hall of Fame. You hate to pat yourself on the back, but you kind of pat yourself on the back and say, nicely done.
I think you deserve that. I think that's fair.
Yeah, well, and it's not just me. It's the elves that keep track of things.
And it's got to feel good to see so many of that are called retro games now.
Yes.
I mean, excuse me, that's what I grew up with.
Right.
They're calling it retro.
Well, and that's...
You know, it made a comeback last year. A lot
right,
of games
and that's what I... Well, the retro things, and like I said, the thing with Legos, they are popular every... and have been for years. And Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Barbie dolls are still a big, big thing. And like I say, some of the nostalgic games and stuff have really come back, and it's all fun to see and be a part of.
You mentioned Christmas movies, so I have to ask, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Boy.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
That's a hard one, but It's a Wonderful Life goes way back, and Miracle on 34th Street going way back. And
accurate is that?
It's not too bad. They did a pretty good job. But those would probably be my personal two favorites.
Oh, I'm sure.
Even though they're older ones, they're kind of my, they kind of touch you inside there. So.
I'm wondering as well, we were talking about movies, and so as a radio station, I'm thinking about music as well. So I'm curious as to what you listen to when you are delivering toys. I mean, I would think, Christmas carols, but I don't know, maybe you're secretly like an AC/DC guy. Maybe you like the Eagles when you're on, when you're in the zone.
So I like both of those, and I've snuck in and seen both of those in concert.
Oh, see?
And it's a little hard to sneak in, but hey.
At least you have good taste in music.
Hey,
I can't deny that.
But Christmas carols, and they're different around the world. They're not just the same Christmas carols that you might be used to just here in the United States. And to name them, that'd be kind of tough. But so I have a wide variety.
So do you have a playlist, or do you just go off of Elf Wi-Fi?
Kind of like an Elf Wi-Fi. They know my tastes, and they put together the music that I'm going to listen to while we're delivering. So.
A lot of people are putting up their Christmas decorations today, if they haven't already, maybe. But what country, now that you have been many, many times around the world, what country has the best Christmas decorations, or do you feel like does it the best? And I know there's a lot, but if you kind of had to say, I just love arriving at this place, what country do you think is really...
Well, the United States ranks right up there, but I would have to, to actually pick one. Germany does an amazing job, and they're just, worldwide, that'd be a tough...
That is a hard one, isn't
that's
it?
That's a tough one, because every place has their little traditions, and they play to those traditions, and to see what it means to people, I mean, it'll lift your heart right up.
How much time now do you actually get to spend? I know you got started years and years ago making toys yourself, and that whole care for children and wanting to see them happy. How much time now are you actually able to still create toys? As you said, there's so many more children in the world, and I know we have the elves to help now. So do you still get a chance every once in a while to whittle or make some toys?
Every once in a while, I get to sit down. Usually it's not during this time of the year, unfortunately. But kind of in our quote-unquote off-season, I get to sit down and just kind of come up with some ideas, and then some of those ideas then get put into bigger production. And so it's still a part of it, but it may not be on, the busy time of the year, because it would be hard for one guy to put all that together. That's why we have a staff.
That's right. Santa Claus is our guest on Party Line today. And as we talk about the sleigh and the reindeer, I'm wondering what kind, I just put new tires on my husband's truck before the holidays here because I wanted him to be safe. But I'm wondering what kind of maintenance does the sleigh require to get it all prepped and ready to go for Christmas Eve night?
Well, you have to have, we have to wax the rails on the sleigh to make sure they're nice and can slide along really well. The different elves, some of their jobs are to a new paint job. If the sleigh needs a new paint job, and restoring or refurbishing the leather seats a little bit. If after a couple of years they kind of get all the ins and outs and they kind of get worn down a little bit, to go back in and fluff those up really, really well and replace the leather if it needs to be replaced. And the reins for the reindeer, every once in a while those need to be replaced. And there's elf staff that looks into that every time I get back and takes care of whatever needs to be taken care of before the next year.
I bet the elf staff loves this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. They look forward to it probably as much as I do.
You don't worry about burnout because they're in full gear right now, full on making toys, trying to make sure everything's ready to go because you're getting down to the crunch time. Do you worry about any kind of burnout or anything with them?
No, this... Working with them for so long, everybody knows what their jobs are, what's expected, and they all love it, just as much as I do, and they want to make sure things are just right for all the kids. And so that little perfection thing in everybody, they just want to make sure it's good to go.
You travel all over the world. You do it roughly in one night, but we know that time changes, and whether you go in reverse of the way the world turns or whatever. But how do you, because it's still a long night. I mean, it's almost a 48-hour night for you, not like we think, an 8-hour, but it's almost 48 hours for you. how do you, one, stay awake, and two, I mean, how do you just...
The adrenaline.
Keep
the adrenaline. It's like anybody else, you know, when you get pumped up about something, how tired you are really doesn't even figure into it because you're just pumped about what you're doing and you want to do a good job, and the adrenaline rush that's there. Like I said, we start over there in the Pacific Ocean and just not too far off of Japan and between Japan and Alaska there. And then we make our way around the world starting over there because that's where it's going to be Christmas first. So we start there and make our way around.
And I'm sure that the reindeer have been kind of gearing up for this day as well, as we talk about Christmas being a little less than a month away now. But what is their day like right now as they prepare to take to the sky for Christmas Eve?
They're on a special diet and special training right now. And, you know, for the next 3 weeks or so, they're going to be going through. That's why they're not here with me today, is because... This time of year, they have a special diet to prepare themselves, to prepare their muscles and prepare everything, and then special training where they go out, you know, and fly a little bit here and there with the elves to make sure that come Christmas Eve they are ready to go and are not going to get tired. They're ready.
I tell you, one of these Christmas debates I always hear, is it Donner or Donder? And I've heard you can use either, but I'm wondering how you phrase it when you say it.
Well... Long, long, long ago, it was Donder. But the way people heard that, he goes by either. Whatever I call out, he goes by either. But long ago, it started with Donder. So yeah.
I get it, yeah.
Do you have, like, particular rituals or, like, good luck things that you do every year? Almost, I don't want to say superstitious, because I can't see Santa being superstitious.
No.
I can't. But do you have particular things that you do in order that never changes from year to year before you take flight?
Oh, obviously I like to eat some cookies. And I have some favorite cookies, and they're just... Yeah, I would say there are just little things. I like to say a little prayer before I leave, and because that's what we're celebrating. And I always feel that's a big part of what Santa needs to do. And but there are, you know, different. Obviously, I like the hot chocolate, so I'll have a cup of hot chocolate before I leave.
How do you take your hot chocolate? Just plain old hot chocolate? Do you add some peppermint to it? How do you whip cream on top? How do you take yours?
A little whipped cream on top, and sometimes a sprinkle of chocolate on top of the whipped cream. Just kind of shave it off and have it. And you know, whatever, you know, there's nothing in particular that I have to have. But I like a little peppermint flavor in there, and the chocolate sprinkles that's probably my two favorite parts. And three, the whipped cream with the sprinkles of the hot chocolate, and then maybe a little peppermint in there. But, yep.
So then for those who are listening who like to set snacks out for you,
yes,
because you need your snacks, you need to keep your energy up and everything. So what are some of those favorite snacks that you like that you come across as you're delivering?
Well, we mentioned Germany earlier, and there's this cookie that they make over there. It's what they call a Pizel, and it's kind of a crunchy little one, cinnamon and sugar cookie, and when I'm in that area of the world, I really like those Pizels, but here in the United States, and obviously the chocolate chip cookies, brownies, and hot chocolate or milk or even a glass of water. It's just something to wash everything down with. It doesn't matter to me really what it is.
And also, oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do people leave snacks out for the
reindeer
too?
That's what I was going to ask. Carrots?
Carrots, even like little broccoli pieces, but carrots, the reindeer all love carrots. Some of them like broccoli, some of them don't like broccoli, but they'll still eat it, but because it's a snack. But they do like the carrots a lot.
I'm curious, does Rudolph go with you every time, or is Rudolph really just there for those nights that the weather is real? You know, sometimes we get a beautiful, clear evening, and he wouldn't necessarily have to go up. But then sometimes, boy, it's not nice out,
well,
and you could use that little extra light.
He goes with me every time because it might be really nice here, but it might be really foggy someplace else. And so you go prepared. So he goes with me every year. Actually, I hate to say it, but a little secret that all the reindeer are girls.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I knew that.
Because males don't grow the antlers. Only the females do.
Uh-huh.
I learned something new today.
They're all actually girls.
Yeah.
So Dasher, Prancer, Donner, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, I'm Blitzen, I'm missing somebody in there. All girls,
They're
huh?
all girls.
Yeah.
I'll be doggone. I learned something new today.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And it's Rudolpha.
Okay. There you go.
You got to throw that in there. But
Talk about how I'm hearing you jingle, and I always think of jingle bells at Christmas time and on the sleigh. How did it come about that they were actually on the reins? And do you remember how that all came about, or has that been going on so long
it's
now?
It's been going on a long time. It was just one of the elves added that to, you can hear them on my boots.
Yes.
He thought, you know, Santa, you really need something to just kind of announce your arrival someplace. And so he came up with the idea for, like, the bells on my boot. And then we added it to other things after that, because it does kind of bring the whole holiday spirit into delivery, kind of a little announcement. Hey, Santa is here. So.
But my question then would be, do you have a set of what I call delivery clothes? Because you can't jingle every time you go into the house.
Right. You got to be a lot quieter than that.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I have different boots I wear and
stealth mode.
Stealth mode.
Yeah,
exactly.
Your outfit
right.
is, I have to tell you, is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And I wondered if that, I was with Mel, like if you go down a chimney, does it get some soot on it? And so you have a separate one for that evening, and then Mrs. Claus doesn't have quite as much work to do when you get home?
Yes. This one is more Santa's dress outfit. Like, you know, what used to be the thing to dress up to go to church on Sunday morning. Well, this is kind of my dress up outfit. But I have, a few other outfits that, like I say, on Christmas Eve, I couldn't wear this because it would just get destroyed. But I have other outfits that I wear that then they get dirty with the soot and whatever, and so then Mrs. Claus is able to clean that. But this one would be just too much of a hassle for her, so we don't use this on Christmas Eve.
Again, Santa Claus is our guest on Party Line today, and I'm wondering. Go ahead.
Well, not every house has a fireplace.
True.
And granted, most people are smart enough to, if they do have a fireplace, to not build a fire on Christmas Eve. But what do you do? What is your routine?
I'll stand up here. You see right here, I have my magic
turn
key.
Turn that way. There we go.
I have a magic key. And it only works for me only on Christmas Eve. But like you say, not everybody has a chimney anymore. But
right.
you have to be able to get in the house, and by touching my magic key to the lock, it unlocks the door, and I'm able to get in the house and leave the presents, and then touch it when I leave, and it locks it back up, and so it's all good to go. Because like you say, we had something we had to prepare for, because what used to be everybody had one,
right.
But in the past, you know, 100 years or so, that's all changed, and it's almost a rarity now for someone to have a chimney. And
then you have all the ADTs and different security systems.
Exactly. But that lets me in.
The key works on all of
that. That's part of the magic of that key.
I'm wondering about your communication on Christmas Eve night when you're traveling around the world. Is it true that there's something in your hat, or do you communicate with something that's on your sleigh?
Well, we used to have our own major CB radio that we would contact. But, you know, times change. And we have to keep up with the technology, and it's much better now, because sometimes then you'd kind of fade in and out, and you'd have to get to a spot where your signal would get through, and it's much better now with satellite communications, and everything else where I can be in instant contact with anybody I need to be in contact
with. And I'm sure they can track you and follow you. So they're like, okay, he's getting close here. We need to get ready for this location. And so I'm wondering, too, do the elves meet you in the air to restock your sleigh? Is everything magically able? Does it just keep coming because of magic? How does that work?
There are still, believe it or not, remote areas throughout the world. And I can't fit everything onto the a sleigh to go through the entire world. So there are certain places that they'll meet me and we'll restock and then go from there. And then they'll meet me in another place a while later. And all that is all thought out.
I'm curious. Now, you've said that you like cookies, but if you walked into a house, and maybe this is one from your childhood or from something else, and you could have any cookie or snack on that plate, doesn't have to be a cookie, obviously, what would you like to see? I know you like them all.
I like them all.
But if there was just one.
There was just one.
That's a hard question, too.
That is a hard question. I would really be stuck between a cookie or a brownie.
Oh.
I like brownies a lot, too.
Yeah, so. I like brownies a lot, too.
Obviously, I do. Especially powdered sugar on them.
Oh.
After
talk
all these,
in my language.
After all these years, and I know we can't keep you forever because you have lots and lots of children to see this time of the year, what do you still love most about Christmas?
Seeing the kids and the innocence of the children. It touches my heart every year to have someone come and where they sit beside me or sit on my knee or whatever and just look me in the eye and tell me what's important to them, and then we talk a couple of minutes before we ever get around to this, what it is they want for Christmas. And there are some, we won't go into them right now, but there are some heartwarming stories and there are some heartbreaking stories. But just sharing that time one-on-one with kids is my favorite.
I would have to say that I would agree with you. It's such a magical time of the
yes.
year. And how do you know, we always hope the best for people on Christmas and at the holidays. What is maybe just something that after you've traveled and in your travels that you see that we can do for our fellow man at the holidays?
Believe it or not, and it's for years, not just now with everything that's going on, but there are people that just need food. And watch out for them, you know, just... As a matter of fact, that has been one of the requests that I've received from kids for the last several years, especially is that I was with arms around my neck when I asked this one what was it she wanted for Christmas, and she just looked at me and right in the eyes she said, "Dan, all I want for Christmas is enough food for my family to have a Christmas dinner. That's all I want." So look out for those that just may not have it quite as well as you do.
Anything else you have for Santa, ma'am?
No, I think that's probably the best way you can put it. And, you know, watch out for your fellow man. That's something.
Amen.
Santa, yes. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and we'll do this again.
We love having you. We wish you the best of luck as you're getting through the holiday season here. And safe travels.
Thank you.
Shout out to the elves, if you don't mind, a little special from Melissa and Cindy telling them we said hello.
All right.
Because we think of them this time of year.
Matter of fact, I have something. I didn't bring it with me today, but when I come back, I have something for each of you from the elves.
Oh, you're so nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I will bring that and drop that off one of these days.
Thank you, Santa. We appreciate you very much. Santa has been our guest on Party Line today. We'll be back. You're listening to WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.